We're going to structure a bit differently today, lads, because there's a lot of team news to get into, so I think we'll leave that for the second part. We've got Andy Heaton talking to Pete Selby between then as well. But to start off, Mo, Jürgen Klopp has just held his pre-Leicester press conference.
Indeed.
And one of the things he was asked about was this sort of scheduling of games complaint, if you will, or debate that's kicking about. Obviously City, I think it's something like seven of their next eight are played before Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this has any sort of effect? Klopp said it doesn't, but I think that's what you'd expect him to say. I'm of the view that it probably doesn't either, because if you're in a title race, there's pressure regardless of when you play.
Yes, there is always going to be pressure. I don't even think in a situation where Manchester City go to Newcastle and get beat 5-0, that doesn't put pressure on the game. If anything, it puts more pressure on the game. So Klopp is absolutely right to try and keep it as level as possible. Obviously, to us fans, it's a lot harder to do it that way, but I mean, he says it every week, so you've got to believe that he has been drumming it into the lads every week to just keep treating every game as its own thing and block out the outside noise. He was really pleased about being able to block out the outside noise when we were in Dubai, so I think it's something he's going to be pretty hot on.
Yeah, and Josh, that was one of the sort of interesting points that Mo's made there. I remember being in Hotel Tier after Tottenham played Wolves, after Tottenham got beat by Wolves, and everyone was sort of saying at that time, oh, we need to win then, we need to win because we need to sort of make up on that advantage. And that's the thing, isn't it? If City were to lose a game before Liverpool played, that is just as much pressure as if they won a game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when we play, does it, at the end of the day? Like, it transcends into the crowd. If City are getting beat, obviously we're uplifted, aren't we, as a crowd, and it'll translate to them on the pitch. But where Klopp's saying that, he's mightn't be like looking at the games and that. He is, isn't he? Like, I reckon he is. He's watching us.
I love it when in the interviews it's like, how many points sit in the table? Like 37 or something?
Yeah.
It's like,
he was asking someone, wasn't he, whether he can watch the game later. And like, of course he knows he's got it recorded and it is at the end of the day, hasn't it? And he's saying he's not celebrating if like Newcastle score. What's he going to do?